This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The labor market remains very tight, with employers beating the bushes looking for new recruits and some businesses closing extra days each week due to lack of staff. What can experts tell us about the role played by declining immigration to the U.S.? Pandemic clamped down on borders, but so did anti-immigration policies enacted before pandemic. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been reviewing studies on this. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Tell me more about how much immigration is down.
Okay, so I want to highlight calculations by two scholars at the University of California, Davis. What they say is by the end of 2021, there were some 2 million fewer working-age immigrants living in the U.S. than there would have been if the pre-2020 immigration trend had continued. And this halt in working-age immigrants, it reflects a variety of factors, David. Closed borders, restrictions on foreign nationals coming here to learn and work, and of course, the pandemic.
Right. So largely Trump immigration policies, but also the pandemic. So what do we know about the impact of these lower levels of immigration on the U.S. economy?
For one thing, the lack of workers is holding back business, especially in the sectors of the economy with a traditionally high percentage of immigrant labor. For another, the scholars say nearly half of the missing 2 million would have been college educated. And so they say this is a very substantial loss of skilled workers. If you measure it in human capital terms, it will subtract from the economy's long-term growth potential.
And, you know, we've been covering this for years. Crucial industries, semiconductors to biotech, have depended on immigrant scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, skilled workers coming from other countries.
And less appreciated, it isn't only the highly educated immigrants that are entrepreneurs. Immigrants have created businesses from the corner grocery store to the local builder. Immigrants are almost twice as likely as native-born Americans to become entrepreneurs, according to the Kauffman Foundation. And less educated immigrants, they're critical in a number of industries.
All right. So perhaps one approach for dealing with the labor shortage is to embrace higher levels of immigration. But is there the political ability for that to happen?
Okay. Immigration reform, putting out the welcome mat, politically difficult. That said, David, there's been this cottage industry of economic studies and social science research that's looked into the economic impact of immigrants. And these scholars, they've created this nuanced picture of the largely positive gains from immigration. So the economics seems clear. One of the easiest ways to revive the economy's dynamism, reestablish America's historic role as a destination for ambitious immigrants.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.